This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The return journey of Indian astronaut group captain Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission will begin today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the undocking has been scheduled for today at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive back to Earth tomorrow at around 3 p.m. IST. The Indian Army has categorically denied its involvement in any operation that killed 19 United Liberation Front of Assam independent Alpha I cadres, including the three top leaders of the banned insurgent group in Myanmar. Defence PRO Colonel M.S. Rawat said in Guwahati that there are no inputs for the Indian Army on such an operation. The banned insurgent group headed by Paresh Barua claimed that its eastern headquarters in Myanmar were targeted by the Indian Army with drones in the early hours yesterday. Seven people died in a road accident that occurred last night in Annamaya district of Andhra Pradesh. Several were seriously injured in the incident. According to officials, the accident occurred when a lorry carrying mangoes from Rajampet to Railway Kodur Market overturned on the embankment of the Reddipalli Pond in Pullampeta Mandal. The injured have been shifted to Rajampet Government Hospital. The deceased have been identified as residents of Shettigunta village in Railway Kodur Mandal. The monsoon session of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly will begin today. This session will have five sittings and conclude on July 18. During the session, the state government will present some amendment bills. Heavy rainfall is likely at several places in Himachal Pradesh from today till July 17. The Met Centre Shimla has issued an orange alert for Kangra and Sirmaur districts on July 14, indicating the possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Yellow alerts have been issued for Mandi, Shimla and Solan districts. More from our correspondent.
The spell of monsoon rains continues in Himachal Pradesh, significantly disrupting normal life in many areas. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, one national highway and 196 other link roads remain blocked due to landslides. 73 electricity transformers and 787 drinking water schemes are disrupted across the state. Since the onset of the monsoon on June 20th, 98 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 178 people have been injured and 34 individuals are still missing. The Meteorological Center Shimla has issued an orange alert for Kangra and Sirmaur districts and yellow alerts for Solan, Shimla and Mandi districts for today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Former Niti Aayog CEO Amitabh Kant lauded UPI for becoming the world's leading real-time payment system, processing a staggering 650 million transactions daily to dislodge Visa from the top rank. Calling it phenomenal, Kant said, this has been one of the most notable achievements of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. This has transformed the lives of citizens. The Unified Payments Interface UPI has strengthened its dominance in India's digital payment system, with its share in the total transaction volume rising to 83.7% in 2024-25 from 79.7% in the previous financial year. In the third test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, India were 58 for 4 at stumps on day 4 in London. India currently needs 135 runs to win the Lord's Test. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. In tennis, the world number 1 Jannik Sinner claimed his maiden Wimbledon 2025 title at the All England Club in London last night. He defeated defending champion Carlos Alcaraz 4-6, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4 in a high-octane final to become the first Italian man to win Wimbledon in the competition's 148-year history. Just 5 weeks after suffering a heartbreaking loss to Alcaraz in the Roland Garros final, Sinner responded with clinical composure on the center court. US President Donald Trump is said to make a state visit to the UK likely in September. The invitation was extended by King Charles III through a letter delivered by Prime Minister Keir Starmer during a February visit to the White House. Trump's first state visit in 2019 was hosted by Queen Elizabeth II. Buckingham Palace has yet to confirm the visit's exact dates. And that's the end of this news bulletin.